This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Man, I've been giving this some thought. By the way, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. CJ Watson, quiet storm, going to join us at noon today, talk some hoops. But I have been giving this a lot of thought. Let me try to start it this way. There's something weird about, not weird, but there's something different about what's going on with the 49ers quarterback situation than others. Here's my question first. What fuels a quarterback controversy? What fuels a quarterback controversy?
When you think one quarterback is better than the other who's not playing.
Okay. I would say the answer that I'm going to give myself is I think the fans fuel a quarterback controversy. In at least some way.
Maybe they light the fire, but the media is the one that usually pours gasoline on it because they're constantly asking the coach and people about it, which I don't, you could say it's wrong or right. I haven't heard a ton of this year.
So I believe you can only have a quarterback. This is what I'm having some fun with the YouTube chat. They thought I was trolling, but I'm not.
You usually do.
No, I don't. I ask the questions that pop into my mind. And my feeling is this. You can only have a quarterback controversy if the fans really care about who's going to quarterback. And I just feel like the most 49er fans just don't think there's a huge difference between the two. And so that's why there's not, you know, this isn't kind of an incendiary situation. Like, I don't think there's passion for a quarterback controversy among the fans because I think they understand the uniqueness of this situation with Purdy's uncertainty, with Mac Jones and how he's played, with the uncertainty about when Purdy's coming back, and seeing the 49ers be at 6-4 without their starting quarterback for all but two games, and they just, there's just no energy for it.
You don't think that fans believe there's a controversy?
Not a huge one. I think people that like Purdy want him to come back, and he'll eventually come back. And people that like Mac Jones and think he should start, that's what they believe. But nobody can objectively look at these two guys and say, well, one is way better than the other, so there's a definitive decision to make. I feel like because of what's going on, they are in a gray area, and the fans understand that.
It sounds like a controversy to me. Do you have the Richard Sherman sound? This is from yesterday from the Richard Sherman podcast, and it's kind of about what we're talking.
Okay.
That's what we're talking.
There is a little bit of a quarterback controversy, and I'm not even trying to be controversial. I love Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy is the guy in San Francisco, but there is something about a hot hand and guys playing, you know what I mean, and knocking off the rust. And there aren't many games where you feel comfortable saying, hey, this is a game we feel like we can knock the rust off. You know, this is a game we put somebody in and knock the rust off.
Well, that I do, you know, that I agree with.
I'm starting to hear more of that from not just fans, like players. You know, Orlovsky was on ESPN last week saying there's a quarterback controversy in San Francisco. I think actually the noise of controversy is getting louder and louder by the week. That was after the Rams game, by the way. That wasn't before they lost.
Say that again. The controversy's growing each week.
People are more people are saying that there is one.
Okay. Then,
every week.
Well, then what I would say is there won't be one. There's a good chance there won't be one in a week or two.
And why do you think that is?
Because Brock Purdy's going to come back. And according to you, if all things are equal, he's just going to finish out the year. So then there's no controversy. Like Mac goes back to being the backup.
Well, if they start losing games, then people are going to call for Mac Jones, because he has an established record of playing well and helping you in football games.
I think it's going to matter how they lose, obviously. But let's go out to Panther Sam. Panther Sam is in Napa. What's up, Panther Sam? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well.
So, as a Panthers fan, I'm an expert on lost causes. And the 49ers are a lost cause, but it has nothing to do with the quarterback. And Evan, I think you've made the point here that statistically, these two guys are pretty comparable. And in Shanahan's system, you know, he sets it up ideally for, you know, either one of these guys. The issue is our defense is crippled. Our offensive line wasn't great to begin with and is somewhat crippled. So, you know, the season's over. Sorry to say it, but, you know, again, as a Panthers fan, I know what's going on.
Appreciate the call, Panther Sam. I was kind of hoping he was a Niner fan because I wanted to ask him, so you can't take any enjoyment out of this season if they make a push for the playoffs?
Well, it sounds like he's feeling good about his Panthers a couple weeks on Monday night. Yeah. No, I think...
That's a Monday night game?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I was actually talking to Lowe about this on Sunday. We're wondering if we can get it flexed. If we can get it flexed out. All right, but so the thing is, last year, the Niners' defense was 29th in points allowed.
All right.
They gave up 30 points a game.
Really?
That's a big reason. Yeah, they stunk last year, Steiny. And so while everyone is going to throw that at the feet of Brock Purdy, and I get it, he wasn't great last year, he's in the same situation Mac Jones was on Sunday or against the Texans, but for an elongated period of time. And that's going to impact your record as a quarterback. Again, was Brock Purdy perfect? No. But there was a lot of situations last season, especially the back half of the year, where I don't know what quarterback is supposed to win in that situation. Just like everybody was saying Mac Jones was in on Sunday. So if this continues to move the way it is, by the way, again, the last 3 weeks, they've given up on average 30.6 points per game. So the defense has stunk the last 3 weeks. Even against the Giants, they gave up, what, 24?
Right.
They just outshot them. I don't think Mac Jones is good enough to outshoot the rest of the opponents to make up for how bad this defense is looking right now.
And would you say the same, though, for Brock Purdy? Because, I mean, I would. I would.
That he's not good enough?
No. Yeah, or that he's marginally better than Mac Jones. But, yeah, I mean...
I'd say with him and Christian McCaffrey, I'd give him a better shot. Which is, by the way, something he didn't have all of last year. Access to number 23.
That's true. Let's go to Damon. He's in a dump truck. Oh, boy. Hey, Damon, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Just listening to you, man. I think that Purdy was the one that kicked off the controversy last year with the way that he played. I've just I was all team Purdy 22-23, but last year was just 12 interceptions, 20 touchdowns, losing the ball every time in the rain. Just his accuracy was off. His arm looked like it was off. Like, he looked like a completely different QB than the previous 2 years. So I think that he kicked off the controversy to begin with. But actually, I feel like the real controversy is going to start when he gets back, and it's going to be whether if he continues to play like he played last year and struggle. That's when the real controversy is going to be at. Also, I think that there will be controversy if he just plays at or about the same level as Mac, because it's like now you just sunk all this money into a guy that, you know, we really didn't need to pay, and I was against paying this guy. I called in, I talked to you, and I remember you were like, well, it's just what the market is. What are they going to do? I'm like, make him wait. Like, you know, have him play out this year, you know? And it's like, man, I just feel like we sunk a lot of money into a situation that's just going to keep us afloat but never really kicking down the door. And as a rabid Niner fan, that's not what I want. I'd rather tear the house down and rebuild, knowing that we have to rebuild with, you know, because this guy isn't good enough or whatever the situation, then just have a placekeeper that's just going to kind of keep us in the mix but not really, you know, getting to that end goal. I'm a rabid Niner fan. I'm not saying that Mac Jones is going to be the answer.
Right.
He might not be the answer. But let's get to that answer instead of just, you know, just plateauing. We've been doing that. I'm done with it.
Appreciate you, Damon. Thanks for the call. You know, there was definitely, he got me mixed up. I wasn't saying they shouldn't pay Purdy, but I never liked the argument, you got to pay your starter, or, you know, that's just the going rate for a quarterback.
Well, they actually got him for below market.
Yeah, marginally.
No, like,
come on. He's making 40 plus, right?
He's making 53.
Exactly.
Yeah, but every quarterback that's been paid the last three off seasons has reset the market. He was the first guy to not do that.
He had no business. Come on, though. But he had no business resetting the market after a 6-11 season.
I agree, which is why he didn't reset the market.
My point is 53 is a big boy number.
But at the time, when he signed that contract, that was ninth.
Right.
In terms of per year.
Okay, so you think they could trade Brock Purdy easily if they needed to?
I think somebody would take him.
Do you?
Yeah. There's a lot of teams.
I wonder.
There's a lot of teams that need a quarterback, Steiny.
I know that.
The Niners will be one if they trade back Brock Purdy, by the way.
Well, I'm just wondering. Yeah, see, I
just think people didn't
I wouldn't trade for Brock Purdy.
Well, what I think ticked people off about the contract, maybe it's the money, I don't know. I'm just telling you, for the market, that's not that bad of a deal. It's the fact that he got the deal after a season in which they didn't make the playoffs. So there's this idea that you rewarded someone for a subpar year. I think that threw a lot of people.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live in the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studios. I do think it is going to be interesting if Brock plays this weekend, and moving forward, depending on what happens, maybe there will be a controversy. But I just,
since he's gotten here, people have had doubts about this guy.
Like Purdy,
it does not matter what he's done. Let's be honest, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I got to tell you something. And this is my honest to God truth. I feel like when Purdy was rolling, most 49er fans were like, yeah, he's our franchise quarterback. Pay him. What going rate's this? Okay. They paid him that. They got a little bit of a bargain. That's everybody was kind of happy. But I do feel like there have been a lot of fans who do really like Brock Purdy. And they either don't like him as much now, or they think Mac Jones has a different or better skill set than Purdy. I think there are conscientious 49er fans that like Brock Purdy, but do wonder that if Mac Jones is better.
Well, yeah, because Mac Jones was the 11th overall pick and Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. I just think that like that's something that's going to follow him his entire...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Career. And that's something that he's never going to be able to escape. You know, he also, Mac Jones looks like a prototypical quarterback. He's 6+ feet. He delivers the ball, throws it. I don't know, people say he throws a better ball than Purdy. Like, he looks like more of a prototypical quarterback. He played at Alabama. I don't think he's ever going to be able to escape people's doubts about him because every single step of the way, people are just waiting to see if he's going to fail.
I actually may, you know, I can only assess the way I feel about, you know, about the quarterbacks and who's better. I just feel like most 49er fans don't think there's a big difference between Purdy and Mac Jones. But at the same time, if Brock Purdy's healthy, he's got to be the guy to go out there and kind of defend his starting position.
But that's it. You just said it right there. Like, he has to protect his starting job.
Yes.
That's what it's turned into?
Yes.
He's on a contract for 5 more years, Steiny.
I know, but so what's the alternative? The alternative
is his job.
Right, but what I'm saying is the alternative is maybe Kyle thinks he's not playing the better quarterback if he plays Brock Purdy.
Then you made a colossal bleep up. Seriously, if Brock Purdy goes out there and after a game or two, Kyle Shanahan doesn't think he has the better quarterback starting, well, then I don't know what you paid him for.
Well, maybe you paid him because you didn't think you were going to be able to get a better quarterback than him.
They signed Mac Jones to a 2-year deal.
I know.
Like, if Kyle Shanahan really loved Mac Jones the way that everyone believes that he did during that draft,
yeah,
and they had an opportunity to get him this offseason, well, then why would you need to pay Brock Purdy?
Well, we're operating under the assumption, and maybe we should, that Kyle Shanahan, do you believe Kyle Shanahan absolutely wanted Mac Jones on draft night?
That seems, I think that's a safe bet.
All right.
I feel like Kyle Shanahan, yes, was talked out of drafting Mac Jones on that fateful night in which
possibly
they traded three first-round picks for Trey Lance.
Right.
But if that is indeed the case, well, we know he liked him. Whether he liked him more than Trey doesn't really matter at this, but we know he liked the guy. So you bring him in this offseason. If you really thought that Mac Jones could be a better quarterback for you than Brock Purdy, why would you pay him?
Because they didn't know it or think it at the time. That's why. Because they thought...
And less than a full calendar year later, now you do?
Well, I don't know what they think. But maybe, you know, I don't know what Kyle Shanahan... See, and this is the other thing. Would you at least... See, here's the way I look at it. I'm not sure... Yeah, you know, I think Purdy's better than Mac Jones. If Purdy's healthy, I would play him Sunday. Absolutely. But I don't know what Shanahan's going to do, because I don't know if he's feeling outside pressure that has nothing to do with football. And that is Purdy's contract. You know, like they might have thought Purdy's the guy. They brought Mac Jones in here and they're like, "Man, I mean, Mac can do a lot of the same things as Brock." Okay, like that's a mistake. But how do you correct it? Like I'm saying. If Kyle Shanahan actually thinks, and I don't know if he does or not, thinks Mac Jones, he likes Mac Jones better than Brock Purdy, well, they can't keep Brock Purdy and move on from Mac Jones. Like the goal is to get the best quarterback for your team. And that's Kyle Shanahan's decision, and we have to live with it.
Well, if that was the case, they should have tried to bring back Sam Darnold.
Maybe.
Sam Darnold looks pretty freaking good since he's left San Francisco.
But he didn't... But he only quarterbacked a couple games for the
Niners. Quarterbacked one game.
Okay. So,
but they had him in practice every single day. Like, again, they see so many things behind the scenes that tell them, I believe, what a quarterback can and can't be. That's apparently the whole reason why they didn't believe in Trey Lance, is because he wasn't good in practice.
Right.
It's not because they didn't think he was good enough in the games. Like, week to week, they just weren't confident in him. And so they said goodbye. I think that if they believe that Sam, and this is, it could have been a miss on their part, but if they believe Sam Darnold was better than Brock Purdy, I think they would have tried to bring him back.
All right, and here's something that kind of gets to the heart of it. From the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 510, Joe Flacco has come in and been balling. Does Burrow need to play for his job too, Steiny? See, this is where I believe we have to acknowledge the uniqueness of the situation. He's not Burrow. He's just not. And the disparity isn't so great that fans see it, obviously. And so, like, that's what I mean about Brock Purdy. Just because he's making 50, what is he, the ninth highest paid quarterback? So, if he's not playing well, I don't care what he's making, in a way. I don't know.
No, that's the thing. So, like, Joe Burrow is going to be the starting quarterback for the Bengals because everyone believes in him.
Right.
Unequivocally. It's because of his track record. It's because of his talent. Joe Burrow has been more injury prone than Brock Purdy has his first five seasons in the league. Rookie season, he tore his ACL. 2 years later in 2023, I think it was a shoulder, but he was out for the remaining seven games of the season. And this year he's had turf toe that's kept him out for all but two. Joe Burrow has been more injury prone than Brock Purdy, but nobody would ever think of not bringing Joe Burrow back. But we're having that discussion in San Francisco. And I think it's because of the amount of, it's because of the doubt in the starting quarterback, who's Brock Purdy. People still doubt him. And I guess I understand when you watch Mac Jones and he's playing well, but like, Mac Jones he's fine.
But?
But Mac, but you're not going anywhere with him.
This year or?
No, I just think in general. Okay, so I don't think you're going anywhere with Mac. He's a good quarterback. He's fine. You're not going anywhere with him.
So you think there's more of a significant difference between the two than has maybe revealed itself?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Yes.
That's fair.
I'm not comparing Purdy to Burrow. What I'm saying is
Purdy to Mac.
Yeah.
Right. You believe there's a bigger chasm than I do. Let's put it that way. I think they're pretty close. Do I think Purdy's better? Because they paid him and Mac Jones has never been paid and Purdy's got success. Like I'll give him all that.
No, I think Brock Purdy is better because he's played better than Mac Jones in his past. And I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he can do that again. Whereas a lot of people are not. And that's fine.
Yeah, I just want to...
Like, you doubt him because of what happened last year.
Who, Purdy?
Yes. Like, last year they went 6-11.
I'm not crazy about Purdy, but I do acknowledge if he's your number one and you paid him, you've got to get him out on the field when he's ready. It sounds like he's ready. He's got to get back on the field. But once he gets back on the field, and maybe this isn't fair, he's got to start from scratch. You know what I mean? Like, but it's because of the season we're having right now. Like he has to come back and be as good or better than Mac Jones the first game or two. Otherwise, they're going to get beat, and then they're 6-6, and now we do have a problem. Like, that's to me the biggest danger, even more than, is Purdy's rust factor costing you a game or two?
Well, look, I'm willing to come back on in a couple weeks and say I was wrong about it, but if he's 100, well, he's not going to be 100%, but he's close to, I think you got to eventually roll with him, and you got 3 weeks in which you play Arizona, Carolina, and Cleveland. Now, that Cleveland game's in Cleveland, and Brock Purdy, the last time he was in Cleveland, I believe, was not very good because weather's a factor for him.
Right.
And I guarantee you going into that week, there's going to be a lot of people calling in saying, what are we doing?
Never go full Jeff. Mac is not better than Brock. Chicago Jason, Brock is not clearly better than Mac. Jim Everett, Evan is cooking. What I'm getting at is the feelings do seem to be mixed. All right. What's coming up? 888-957-9570 is the number. What are we doing at quarterback? How are we fixing this issue? But isn't it a good issue? It's coming up on The Game. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today. And I feel a little bad. Not a lot bad, but just a little bad. And I'll tell you why, Evan.
Well, people are killing me for my shirt, and I got it like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I stared at it when you came in, remember?
Yeah, it's not an exact, picture print perfect representation of Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, but I got it around 2015 when they started winning titles, and I found it in Chinatown. So don't blame me.
Paid $4 for it?
It was a little more expensive than that. It was a little printout. I don't know. Super Splash Bros, Curry and Klay,
That's a long time ago.
Yes, it is. And I wore it for Klay. How about that? He finally hit some shots last night. They still lost, but he hit some shots.
Good to see. Good to hear. I feel a little bad. Guru not here today, and as everybody knows, he's more than capable of making a bad bet with me. And so I guess because he's not here, our good friend Chicago Jason wants to make a bad bet with me, and he just lost a bet that he made.
What?
He says Purdy will not start Sunday.
Well, we don't know if he's going to start.
Please. Come on.
I don't think it's crazy.
Oh, please. I mean, what does Kyle do? Have to lead you all the way to the water? Come on.
Well, no, but that does remind me of... So, the boss this morning who asked us kind of where this conversation started. How would you sum up the season for the Niners? Because his point was you can't do it. It's been such a unique year. It's crazy. His was Mac Jones has essentially saved the season, which is fair. But could he save him again on Sunday? A battle of the backups? Brissett? Jones? I don't think it's out of the... Because the thing about Brock Purdy's injury signing and the Niners' season is it's been completely unpredictable. So if Purdy goes out there with the ones and re-aggravates his toe... I guess they're not practicing today. Shout out the veterans. But if he practices tomorrow and re-aggravates his toe, he ain't playing Sunday. So I'm not completely out on Chicago Jason's bet with you.
No. He's got a puncher's chance.
Like the Warriors tonight?
I think the Warriors are going to be very, very competitive tonight. Just put it that way.
Okay.
What's the line?
I don't know.
I wonder.
I don't bet like that.
Me neither. Daryl in Alameda. Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Hey, okay. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing good. Thank
good,
you.
Good, D. What's up?
All right, so Evan, you laid out some statistics earlier.
Oh, boy.
And basically you're saying that the quarterbacks are equal, or pretty much equal. So if you take your premise that both quarterbacks are equal, why would you replace the one quarterback?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's having a hot streak right now with somebody that you're not sure what he's going to give you. And here's the other thing. You're paying this guy, you're about to pay Purdy $40 to $50 million next year, right?
Yeah.
Turf toe can be a real significant injury. It's literally ended careers in football, basketball, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why risk him for his future?
Thanks, Daryl.
See,
Daryl cooking.
I appreciate that call. Very measured, straight to the point. And what I would say in response to that is, I got nothing for you, D. No. So my argument was simply that if you're going to call Mac Jones a top 10 quarterback now, you can't say that Brock wasn't a top 10 quarterback last year. I don't think he was. Just like I don't think that Mac is a top 10 quarterback right now. But his point about changing QBs or dismissing the hot hand, I guess I just don't think Mac has been as hot as everybody thinks he has. He's 3-3 his last six games. You know, you're not winning more than you're losing as of late. And I mean, I guess you could, you know, he barely beat the Cardinals. You could go beat him again. I just think that when Brock Purdy's healthy, he gives you a better chance to win. And I think that this week he's going to be the healthiest he's been probably since the first week of the season. So you got to go with him.
Right. This is also, to me, it's impossible for me to talk about the quarterback situation without talking about Shanahan. And this is from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Purdy took over for Jimmy. Why can't Mac take over for Brock under the same circumstances? And that's, I do believe Kyle Shanahan has proven to be kind of fickle with the quarterback situation. I think he gets, I don't know. But that's the other reason why I think people are talking about Mac and Purdy like they are, is because we've seen Shanahan make bold decisions at quarterback, and it doesn't seem like he's afraid to make them. And that's why, to me, if Purdy can't get through the week, I think Mac Jones will play. But
Brock Purdy, by the way, didn't lose a game that he finished his first 11 games in the NFL. Like, that to me is riding the
hot
hand.
Thanks, Goo. Appreciate it. What year was that?
22 to 23.
Hey.
Wait, what? What?
It's 2025.
No. But you said, well, Brock replaced Jimmy. So why can't Mac replace Brock?
Right.
Brock Purdy went 11-0 in the games that he finished to start his career. That's riding the hot hand.
He had a loaded team.
Oh, so now.
But that's part of the argument.
Okay, Mac Jones got Christian McCaffrey.
Here's the bottom line. I think this is something that fans think about.
Brock Purdy had a 17-point comeback. Has Mac Jones come back from down three scores? The Detroit Lions. NFC
please.
Championship game. You remember that game?
Oh, please. Dan Campbell handed it to you.
Yeah, defense looked really good that game. 170 yards rushing at half. Okay.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
And lost the Super Bowl.
Hey, Leroy.
I know.
What's up, Steiny?
Hey.
What's up, Evan?
Hey.
You know what? You guys have a great way of having me overthink things with the 49ers. And I just get all jumbled up in it, man. That's why you guys are great, though, man. But then I had to settle down and go, the insurance policy, which is Mac Jones, for Brock Purdy, it's working. It's doing what it's supposed to do. It has been successful. My only thing is, when Brock Purdy comes back, I just really want him to be 100% healthy, especially with that toe, man, because that's a nasty, nasty injury, that turf toe. And it has plagued some players their whole career and even ended some players' career. So I just want him to be healthy. And then real quick, because I know you guys get tired of me, we'll let some new callers call in. But I want to share a dream that I had last year in March. And I texted you guys that dream in March, and I have the text. And it said, I had a dream that I was interviewing Kyle Shanahan. And he said that, yeah, you know, I'm going to, you know, have to really consider that Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant and maybe start getting some insurance. So I'm thinking about drafting Joe Milton from Tennessee, the quarterback Joe Milton, who eventually went to New England. But it was a weird dream.
That is a weird one.
The insurance policy the insurance policy is working. So just let it play out, man. When Purdy's, you know, healthy, when they feel he's healthy enough, they're going to have him come back. So you guys, I had to settle down because you guys had me overthinking this stuff. But, hey, enjoy the show as always, man. You guys are legends, rock stars. Keep on pushing.
Appreciate Thanks, Leroy. You, Leroy. Thank you so much.
When was the last time you had a dream?
I've had some weird ones lately.
Are you like a vivid dreamer?
Yeah, I kind of am.
A lucid dreamer?
In fact, when I wake up, I try to remember right away because it's really hard if you give it any time. Yeah, the other day, last week, I was sitting with, I don't know why, but I was, Van Morrison was laid up in bed, and for whatever reason, I was sitting next to him, comforting him, saying he was going to, you know, you're going to get better, you're going to beat this.
What is going on here?
I don't know, Bob. I'm just telling you, Van Morrison was in my dream. And it was weird.
Sounds like you were in Van Morrison's dream.
He was laying, this was the weird part of the dream that sticks out. He was laying in bed. But his head was against the headboard. He wasn't using a pillow. He was just up there, and his head was against the headboard. And I remember saying, Van, why don't you get comfortable? But he was just so out of it and just, like, not doing well that he just kind of stayed there.
Now, was he clothed?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to be sure.
He was. He had his vintage bad outfits on that he wears to shows.
Lucas wants to know, were you?
Was I what?
Clothed.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Anyway.
I broke my back.
Look, here's where I'm totally...
You really like Van Morrison.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
What do you mean?
Dude, he was in your dream.
Dylan's been in my dreams.
Yeah.
Curry's been in my dreams.
Yeah, you don't dream about your children, but you dream about Van Morrison and Bob Dylan. I mean, what are we doing?
Curry's in a lot of dreams of mine.
So you
sure.
do think about him. See, a dream will reveal what you're really considering throughout your day.
That's what I've heard.
It just kind of leaks into it. So, like, last one I had was on a roller coaster ride, and there were various people that I had met, like, throughout that week that I'd have conversations with, and I was talking to them on the roller coaster. Somehow they kept rotating seats, even though the roller coaster never stopped. And I woke up and I thought, wow, I really must have taken a lot away from that conversation with Bob the Builder, who I talked to on Monday. But apparently, Van Morrison's just a guy that's always on your mind.
Yeah, I play him a lot. Play him a lot in the car.
All right.
But, he's a pretty good musician. Here's where I'm with Leroy, 100%. And can we just leave it here? They need two quarterbacks right now. So there is no controversy. Mac Jones is going to play until Purdy's healthy. Purdy's going to be healthy on Sunday. He's going to become the starter again. And he'll play as long as he's somewhat successful. And if he gets hurt again, you go back to Mac Jones. It's really that simple. I'm sorry. It's really that simple for the next 2 years. Like, I'm not trading Mac Jones.
Nah.
Well, hey, Panja, 49ers mismanaged this toe situation with Brock.
No, I think that with this kind of injury, you let them go out, you have them test it, you know, go out in Jacksonville and see how he's feeling. And, you know, like with these kind of injuries, that's essentially the best way you can kind of test it. You know, you got the MRI and that's what you got to do. And unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't go the way that you want. So I think it's better to test it, get that information than to go out there and have him out for 10 to 12 weeks without knowing if he could have played.
So I think, no matter what happens, Sunday's going to be like Jacksonville in terms of, that's the other thing. It feels like when they get Purdy back, the injury makes people not know what to expect.
I think also, too, I don't get the feeling that people believe Brock Purdy's going to raise the ceiling of their season. So they're already on pace to make the playoffs. Mac Jones has demonstrated he can win games, can beat teams that you're supposed to beat. And they got a lot of them coming up, right?
Yep.
You got Arizona, Carolina, Cleveland. After that, I think Chicago, Indy. Indy's going to be a tough game. But then I think they have one more opponent in which it feels like on paper they should take. Point being, Brock Purdy's not going to change the fate of your year. And so what's the point in bringing him back? But I almost get the feeling like, do you think that Brock Purdy could come back and ruin the remainder of the season? Because I don't.
I mean, the only way he can ruin the season is if
I think a lot of people
he loses the next two games as a starter and plays like he did the two games. I mean, what, he had four? I think he's had four touchdowns, four, whatever. If he comes back and he looks like the Brock of this year, then we got a problem.
Yeah, and some people are affirming that whether it's because of the toe or whether it's because you don't like him, they're on a trajectory right now to make the playoffs with Mac Jones.
Correct.
There is a school of thought that if Brock Purdy steps in and looks like he did against Jacksonville, you could miss the playoffs. Like, if it feels like their floor is the postseason right now. So why would you mess with that? That, to me, is a fair thought. It's not necessarily about the future, but like this year, if Brock Purdy's compromised, he also compromises our chances as the 49ers to make the postseason.
Yeah.
Is that a belief that you have?
Yeah, I think that's within the realm of possibility. That if Brock Purdy's not good in the next 2 or 3 weeks and they lose two out of the next three, that's going to get fans are going to be
upset. That would be worst case scenario for Purdy. For the Niners too, but right. But for Brock and I think I'm behind him more than other people, but that would be a hard bullet to dodge.
Let me ask you this, because I do think this is when we were talking about how do you sum up the season, the first word I came up with was convoluted. The whole season has been kind of convoluted. And let me just throw a couple things at you. If the 49ers were 6-4 right now and Bosa and Warner were healthy, I do believe there would be more of a clamor for Brock Purdy to come back.
You think?
Yes, because I do. Because I think there'd be a clamor. Because one of the reasons people don't care as much as it's not that they don't care, but you know, they don't feel strongly, is because they look at the defense and they say the quarterback's not the biggest issue on this team. But if the defense were healthy, I do think then we would have more of a controversy. Let's put it that way. Because the Purdy fans would be saying, when Purdy gets back, we can take it to another level. And the Mac Jones fans would be saying, let's keep riding with this because, you know, we're 6-4 and our defense is getting better as the young guys get better.
I think people would still feel about the same.
Do you?
Yeah, because if your defense is giving you a shot to win and Mac Jones is playing at the level he's playing, well, why mess with a good thing? I mean, in that case, I think people would still be wanting Mac Jones as their quarterback. Because if Bosa and Fred are here, then you got a legitimate defense. It still wasn't great, by the way, but you got a legitimate defense. The Salah's making things happen. And Mac Jones, you saw him beat the Rams on the road. I think people would equate that to a postseason type of victory. So you saw him win shorthanded on the road against a team that you might have to beat in the postseason. And really this last weekend, all I'm hearing is the defense let us down. Mac Jones did fine.
Right.
Maybe that game is different with Bosa and Warner. In fact, it probably is. You know, they're probably able to get more than, what, two stops? I mean, they just couldn't get the Rams off the field.
See, no doubt. And when I say convoluted, this is what I mean. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Look at Purdy's success. He had a loaded roster, and last year when he didn't play great. Mac is playing with a broken down roster, and he's playing better than Brock has. But then that ignores Christian McCaffrey. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, okay, Mac's done better with his second unit, but he's also had Christian McCaffrey to lean on essentially more than any quarterback has leaned on a running back or wide receiver in the league. Like, so yeah, I get he's doing it without some receivers, but he's also got their linchpin that Purdy didn't have last year. So that
Who's the 49ers' best offensive player last year? Outside of, if you want to exclude the quarterback. Probably Kittle?
Kittle.
Okay, Kittle's a really good player. Kittle doesn't touch the ball 50% of the time, which it feels like Christian McCaffrey is. By the way, if Christian McCaffrey got hurt at any point this year, which is, I think it's funny we're talking so much about the injuries for the quarterback and what could happen with Brock or Mac and all this. The one guy, for some reason, we have not questioned at all this season is the guy who has carried the ball more than anybody else in the entire league at an age in which you're not supposed to be able to handle that workload. That's CMC. If he goes down, what are we talking about? I don't think Mac Jones is doing anything. I mean, CMC is the MVP of this team, in my opinion.
See, this is it. Apollo Crews on the Boxer and Gershon work injury attorney's text line. Max cooking with backups, but McCaffrey ain't a backup. You know, he's just not. McCaffrey's not a backup. He's great.
Well, the one game where you can say that Mac Jones did everything with less is the Rams game. What, Kendrick Bourne had 150 yards and they signed him off the street 2 weeks prior. That I understand. But Christian McCaffrey does everything for this offense. And that was not available to Brock Purdy last year. In addition to, like I just told you, they're the 29th ranked defense in the NFL. And you're starting to see now when the defense is deteriorated, it doesn't really matter what Mac Jones does. Because he played as well as any quarterback, I think, could given the situation.
And I guess what I'm saying is, I'm not sure Brock Purdy wins him any more games than Mac Jones this year.
Any more games?
Yeah, I think they're 6-4 with Purdy, assuming Purdy's, you know, healthy and competent.
Perhaps, yeah. That's fair.
So
they might win the Tampa game, but
that's true. I mean, here's the other thing.
Mac Jones wasn't good in that game. He threw a pick his first pass, but
here's the other thing. If you're getting Pearsall back this weekend and Purdy's ready to go, then Purdy should go too. And I know Mac had a relationship with Pearsall, but when I do look at Purdy and Pearsall, I think Kyle wants that to be a connection for a while. So, yes, I'm playing Brock Purdy this weekend, and I feel so strongly about it, I made a bet. Hey, this segment was sponsored by The Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Savor the season at The Inn at the Tides Winemaker Dinner Series. Join them Friday, November 14th with St. Francis Winery, or Friday, December 5th, with Ferrari Carano. Exceptional wines, gourmet cuisine, and coastal charm await. Reserve your table today at inatthetides.com. Coming up on the other side, CJ Watson. We'll talk some Warrior basketball on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.